It's the Home Run with Lee Dixon. Each and every Thursday, we like to put in a phone call to our resident bookworm, Tim Gott, at the Devonport Bookshop. He's with us this afternoon. How are you, mate?
I'm well, thank you. Yourself?
You good? What are you reading this week?
Well, I must confess, this particular book I haven't read in its entirety. This is a new book, a Tasmanian book. It's called Government House Tasmania, A Remarkable Story.
Okay, this sounds like there's a lot of pictures in it, maybe.
Well, no. Well, yes, there are a lot of illustrations, but it's much more than a coffee table book.
Right.
This is a very, as far as I know, the only real account of Government House, how, where, and why it was built, where it has been built, the people who built it, or the people that designed it and built it, and then, of course, the residents, the governors of Tasmania from 1800 and whatever through to the present day. And it's an all-encompassing look at Government House and its role in Tasmania's history from 1804, when it was first talked about being built on the Queen's Domain in Hobart, through to the present day. And it looks at, yeah, all aspects of Government House and the people who lived there as governor. And also, it also dabbles in a little bit of social history, and it also looks about the people who worked there in supporting the role of the governor.
Well, I suppose it's not somewhere you can just, you know, rock on up and knock on the door and say, g'day, I'm here for a peek-a-boo.
No, well, it's interesting you should say that, because the book has been written by two people who are going to really know what they're talking about. And I refer to our most recently retired governor, Professor Kate Warner, and a chap by the name of David Owen, who has been the secretary to the governor since about 2009-2010. So these two people are eminently qualified to write about Government House and have had obviously had access to all of the relevant details that they need to they need to access to be able to write their account of Government House and what has happened there. But in the foreword to the book, former retired governor Professor Kate Warner talks about her first memories of Government House is driving with her mum and dad over the Tasman Bridge and always looking out to see whether the flag was flying, because it's a convention that if the governor is in residence, the flag flies. And that's her introduction to Government House. Never in her wildest dreams as a, you know, eight or nine-year-old sitting in the family car as it comes across Tasman Bridge, subsequently becoming one of Tasmania's governors. So it's there's a touch of the personal to it as well, as the bare bones history. David Owen is an interesting chap in his own right, born and raised in South Africa, but he's lived in Tasmania for a very long time. He not only is he a very hard-working secretary to the governor, he is also an author. And he has written a number of books over a long period of time, including a long-running and much-loved series of detective novels set in Hobart, known colloquially as the Pufferfish series. And so he has an ability to write as well, as does Professor Kate Warner. And it started as a bit of a labour of love for David Owen when he first started working at Government House. He just started quietly ticking away, so to speak, at various aspects of Government House and its history.
Well, he's got a bit to explore. It's got 73 rooms, for goodness sake.
It's a big building, and it's got some parts of the building that have now been covered up and are no longer used. That was one of the things that they found interesting when they were researching the book, was that there are parts of Government House that are no longer used at all or for the purposes that they were originally intended. So, and that comes out in the book in terms of it's a full history of the design and layout and what they used for, and then and funny things like we're talking about flags a moment ago, the protocols of which flags get flown on which flagpoles.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And then there's a lot of content there about the beautiful gardens, both the ornamental gardens and the much, much renowned Government House vegetable garden. So that's all covered. And then there are things like, you know, the tennis courts and et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, this is a really interesting book, and written by Tasmanians. David Owen and Kate Warner have had a couple of very, very well-regarded historians helping them with the research. So, again, Tasmanian content. Designed, printed and bound in Tasmania by Foot and Placed in Launceston.
They do great work, they do. They're quite renowned for what they do.
They do.
Which explains why they've been around for so long, I suppose.
Yeah, and they've done a particularly good job with this book. It's beautifully designed. It's a two-volume set. Volume one covers Government House's history and the governors who resided there from 1804 until 1900. And volume two covers the history of Government House and again the governors who resided there from 1900 through to basically Kate Warner's term as governor. So it's beautifully produced. It's while they're not describing it strictly speaking as a limited edition, 1,000 copies have been published. They're to be printed in two batches of 500 each, of which I understand around about 300 copies have already been sold. So there's a fair degree of interest in it. And $450, it's very good value. Foot and Placed have done a very good job with the whole packaging of the project. And I've read a couple of chapters. I haven't read the whole book, but I've read a couple of chapters. And Kate Warner and David Owen have combined to write a really, really good text to accompany to describe each chapter or each time period that they're talking about.
Great. The important question, you got any copies?
We have.
Good.
Yes, we've received stock from Hobart over the weekend, and so they are now on display. It's a very difficult book for us to display because it's in the slipcase.
Yeah.
You can't sort of spread it out, and it's got a very understated design on the front of the slipcase, so it doesn't jump out at you on the shelf. But yes, we're very pleased to be able to have two copies here, which we can sell to people in Devonport if they're interested.
Look, I don't think people are going to need much convincing. It sounds like a great little pickup, and as you said, it's not really a table book, but you can certainly use it as one for sure. So what's the title again, Tim?
The full title is Government House Tasmania, A Remarkable Story.
Lovely. Thank you for a little insight there, and it's great to see that we're supporting Tasmanian on a number of levels with that particular book.
It certainly is, Lee. Thanks very much.